יהודים מפושס בישוף קיר שנאמר מי שפתח הודיע לו חן. So the Mishnah says that the requirement of Bishra Chachire applies to the Nimonides just as it applies to the Nifoshes. Mabu the Nimonides and the Nifoshes. So a number of differences between the Nimonides and the Nifoshes. The Nimonides Bishleisha, the Nifoshes Beschem Ashleisha. So the Nimonides requires only three, and the Nifoshes requires Eschem Ashleisha. The Nimonides Peschim Beini Schus Bein Lechim. Now, whenever Sanhedrin has to be done in person, so there are two minyan. One minyan is, when I say minyan, I don't mean minyan like in the sense of 10 people to down the tzibur. Minyan means when everybody expresses his opinion and the vote is taken, if I'm allowed to use that expression. So, it's first, there is a shackle tie by the Sanhedrin. Now let's say somebody was Bechal Shabbos. He was Bechal Shabbos and he did the melacha of Kibu. So it's melacha shenitzricha legufo. So first the Sanhedrin have to discuss whether melacha shenitzricha legufo is chayev or potter. So the discussion is a discussion like Isav Heta. It has nothing to do with that person, whether that person is guilty or not guilty. The shaila on the theoretical level. So some members of the Sanhedrin say, we passing like Rav Shimon, let's say, and some will say, no, we passing like Rav Yehuda. So that's a discussion, ishakul itaye, the Masel Mat. Now, suppose when the Masel Mat takes place, and the Rova of Sanhedrin say, out of the opinion that the aloch is like Hashimah, that the aloch is mitzricha l'gufo is potter, so then he's merely acquitted. The guilty part, the accused, is acquitted. So they don't have to proceed any further. But suppose in the Masel Matan, so the vote is that the aloch is like Rav Yehuda, that the aloch is mitzricha l'gufo is chayev, so then they cannot have the Gmar Din discussion the same day, but they have to wait for the next day, maybe overnight. So some of the members of the Sanhedrin who are of the opinion that the Aloche is Moshe Shnitzricha Gufo is Chayev, maybe they'll change their mind. So by Nifoshes, but in the moment is, so the same day, the Masel Matan and the Gmar Din discussions take place in the same day. And in the Foshes, there is a requirement that the Masel Matan Minyan and the Gmar Din Minyan cannot be on the same day. So they have to wait till the next day. The next day, so again, they assemble the Sanhedrin, and then they start discussing in regard to the accused part. That's the Gmar Din. So both the Nemomenes and the Foshes require 2 million, a discussion in the Masel Matan. In the Masel Matan, so it's like any other child in Israel. And if the result of that million is that he's potter some mele, the accused party is acquitted, there's nothing else to discuss. But if the achroye by the rov is that Loshin Tzorgufa is hired, so they are through in the theoretical question. But now they have to discuss, the next day, they have to discuss in respect to the accused party. Is it chayev or is not chayev? So that's the next day. All right. So, the Nimomenes, Bishleishon, Nifoshes, Bishleishon. The Nimomenes, Peschim, Bein Lischus, Bein Lechim. In other words, the Nimomenes, so you can start, so the one who is Lechivo can express his opinion first. But by Nifoshes there is aloche that you cannot, the one that is lechivah cannot express his opinion first. The one that is lischus has to express his opinion first. Peisrin, bein lischus, bein lechivah. Nifoshes, peisrin lischus, bein peis lechivah. Suppose someone, he is convinced that he's high, but he has to wait, he has to be patient. He cannot express his opinion on Chaibosh. First, we have to express the opinion Lishus. The moment is Motin Alpi Echot, Bein Lishus, Bein Chaibosh. The first is Motin Alpi Echot, Lishus, Valpi Shnayim Chaibosh. In other words, suppose now in Sanhedrin, so that 25. Suppose 11, let's say hi, and 12 say potea, so it's just a zakat. So the margin of the rov is how many? One. But suppose 11 say potea and 12 say chayet, there's a rov, there's a bare majority. But the margin of the majority is just one. So that's a halacha. I didn't for chess. There has to be at least two. So as a matter of fact, you cannot even visualize in the case of 23 Sanhedrin, the being done, that they should be Eitzel Chivo on the basis of the margin of the two. Because either it's 11 against 12, or it's 10 against 13. So how is, can we visualize that it should be by margin of two? Suppose you cannot come to Ahoy. Let's say, what's the halacha? Now there are 23. And suppose you cannot come to Ahoy, so you have to make it again to. And they can, again they cannot come to Ahoy, so you have to make it again to. And then they discuss it. So where you are make it from 23, then it's possible that the Ahoy Lechivo should be on the basis of the margin of two. But normally, where there are only 23 Sanhedrin discussing the question, so it's not Shayach that he should be Eitzel Chiv on the basis of a margin of two. It has to be on margin of three, because margin of one, he cannot be Eitzel Chiv. So then it has to be 10 against 13. 10 against 13. Some melee is on the basis of the margin of three. But suppose of the 23 Sanhedrin, so 20, let's say 11 say Chayev, and 11 say Potter, that's 22, and one says any idea, so he's not counting. So then we are Mesif another two. So then it's possible that there should be Yetzel Chivo on the basis of the margin of two. But there's the halacha with the Raisa, that in order to machriya lechivo, there has to be a margin of two, a majority margin of two, not of one. But with schus, so even a margin of one, a majority margin of one is enough. All right. So did the moment is matin al piachot, bein schus bein lechivo. The nifoshes mat al piachot with schus, v'al pishnayim lechivo. The moment is marzirin bein lischus bein lechim. The nefoshes marzirin lischus bein marzirin lechim. In other words, suppose best in the moment. Paskin is out. And then after they paskin it, they realize that they made a mistake. So they retract their psagdi. Whether the toyes was that they were mizakir and they shouldn't have been mizakir, or the toyes consisted in the fact that they were mechayev when they shouldn't have been mechayev. Mashein came by nifoshes. So there is a special zazakosim. Vinoki v'tzadik al taharik. So in other words, so from that the Gemara deduces 2 hours. That if, let's say, the Sanhedrin declared the chayev, and then after they were gilodin, the chayvah, they realized they made a mistake, or some members of the Sanhedrin feel that they made a mistake. So then they have to be chayvah. But suppose the Sanhedrin acquitted someone, and then they realized they made a mistake, they cannot be chayvah anymore. Kidim shiyotzen vesen zakai. So is leilam boet, but of course, if other eidim come, and he testifies to another Maisa Averis, of course he can be chayev. But for that Maisa Avere, wants the Sanhedrin, render the decision of acquittal, so then he is not, so we cannot be chayzik. That is deduced from the Noki Altar. In other words, if originally they declared the Noki Altar, even though they realized that they made a mistake. Now, and then from Tzadik Altar, so we learn out that if the Sanhedrin declared them guilty, and then they realized they made a mistake, so then they achiz. Now, the Gemara says, I want to discuss it because that's very important. It casts light on the whole meaning. So the Gemara says, the chilufin mesis. Chilufin mesis. Mesis is just the reverse. Mesis in Madiach is high of skill. So suppose the Sanhedrin were done a mesis in Madiach. And for some reason they felt that he's part of this, and they acquitted him. Then, after the acquittal, they realize they made a mistake, they can be chayzeya and be done. And suppose the Sanhedrin declared him guilty, and then they realize they made a mistake, so the law is they're not chayzeya. Why? Because meis madiach, the Torah says, v'isachmi l'ischasa. Now we have to understand it. What does it mean? Isachmus chasalov. So he can just grab a person and kill him. Isachmus chasalov. He has to be chayiv mitzvah. If they may be shleim the din, that if Sanhedrin originally acquitted the mises, and then they realize they made a mistake. So they can be done. You understand? Because here they made a mistake, but there is a special transakosu v'noki al ta'ave that. Once he's acquitted, he cannot be mishaiv again. So by mesis it doesn't apply. But in the case where they were game of dinim lemis, and then they realized made a mistake, so we say lisachmus chazalov, kill him anyway. I mean, doesn't make sense. What's the pshat? Of course, I'm not asking any kashas on the Torah, but we have to understand what the Torah says. I mean, what did the Torah say? That we have to kill him even though he's not chayv mis chas v'sholem. So the pshat is, we see from this din. Now what does it mean? Suppose Sanhedrin is game of din personally. And he's executed, he gets killed, he gets raped, he gets held, he gets offended. Then years later, it turns out that the Sanhedrin realized he made a big mistake. He wasn't chayav mitzvah. So what does it mean? That the Sanhedrin now rotzken, even though they never killed Yadayim, because Yadayim didn't kill Roshim. Alright, but they are guilty of Chizik. But they are losing. What can they do? Really answer. At that time they are convinced. It's not like that. They're not Chotzim. The halacha is, you see, there is a Gemara about Shilin Mishotach, you know, that the son of Shilin Mishotach, so engaged dating, and then Shilin Mishotach felt that they didn't more false witnesses, but he still didn't want to patter his son, because they were witnesses, and there was no akoshi. Right, that Gemara is difficult anyway. But what does it mean, Shilin Mishotach, in order not to show Masiponim, so just allow the son to be killed, just in Tzirche, I mean, it comes in the world. So we see from that when Sanhedrin, in good faith, believes, that is convinced that a certain person is Chayav Mitzvah, even though Klatishmai is Galim, that they made a mistake. And then, furthermore, later on, so the Sanhedrin themselves realized they made a mistake. But since, in good faith, they expressed their opinion that he was Chayav Mitzvah, even though on an ideal level he was not Chayav Mitzvah, but they felt so. So the Gemara Din itself is the Chayav Mitzvah. The Gemara Din itself is Mechayimis. The Gemara has to resort to a special Dazakosu. Pinoki Altarik. The Tzadik Altarik. Why do we need a Pasik? The Sanhedrin made a mistake. So he's an innocent person. How do you kill him? No. If not for the special Dazakosu, Pinoki Tzadik Altarik, I would say, no, he's not innocent. If the Sanhedrin in good faith besides that he's chayv nisei, so that achoy itself is mechayv nisei, even though on an ideal level he's innocent. That's the halacha of Madin. And that's true in the Nemamenes and in the Nefashis. That's in the Nemamenes, so there's the next step, very complicated up. So there's a difference between Torah B'Shvat Das, Torah B'Dvar Mishneh, but so the Torah B'Shvat Das, so the thing is not chazir. He cannot retract it. But the Yonim have to, so, but it was the Yonim, Avida Chayiv or the Apotah, and Torah B'Mishneh, so the thing is chazir. So they retract the Psak. They retract the Psak. So we see that Bez has to have another million and discuss it again and be mevatel the original psak. But until Besdin has another million and is mevatel the first psak, so the first psak is in effect. But they made a mistake. But the Gmardin itself is mechayev, momi mechayev mise. So mainly if we didn't have exel sakosu of being of his radical tariq, I would say, never mind that they realized they made a mistake. But the mistake was not Chas V'Sholem, hypocritical mistake Chas V'Sholem. It was in good faith the mistake. So Mele, and the Torah was given al das Chachmei Yisrael. So Mele, if they sincerely believe that he's Chayv Mise, so then he was Chayv Mise. Even though people of Ishmael is Gali at an ideal level, they made a mistake. There's the law. Whether they make a mistake or they don't make a mistake. But there is a special Zasakosu that he, the Sanhedrin, find out that they made a mistake, they become obligated to have another million, another discussion, and retract the Psalm. But until the original Vardin is retracted, so he remains the Hoyimus. Some Mele, only because of the Zasakosu of the Nokin Sadikotai, some Mele. The Exosakosuf of Misachne Wisachasalom implies that the Exosakosuf of Yotam Sarikal Tai does not apply to Mesis Madiach. So, Mele, in the Sanhedrin original, was Gainer Dine of the Mesis, Lemise. So, Mele became of Lemise, even though later on they find out that they made a mistake, but no Kibisari Tal Tariq doesn't apply to Mesis Madiach because of Lissachin's Chasalom. So Mele, he's executed anyway. So you'll ask, you execute an innocent person, Chas V'Sholem. You're not executing an innocent person. He's Chayiv Mise. He's Chayiv Mise, even though at its inception, the Achroyev, the Mardin, by the Sanhedrin, was grounded in mistake. That's the Exil Sakosu. That's the Exil Sakosu. Achirav Mlatis, that's all. So that is our. Alright. The Nimomenes, Hakim Lamdim Schus Vichaybo. The Nifoshes, Hakim Lamdim Schus, Vin Hakim Lamdim Vichaybo. In other words, suppose a Bezin Shalshleisha sits in session. And let's say the Bezin Shalshleisha happens to be the biggest Chachmei Yisrael. Biggest Chachmei Yisrael. And then, not one member of the Besdin thinks of a certain point in Aloche, an account of which the defendant is Potter or Chayiv, but there is one brilliant Talmid sitting before them, and he has a stroke of genius, and he thinks that he has a point as to why he should be Chayiv, he should be Potter. So the Aloche, so we don't say, you're not a member of the Besdin, you have to keep quiet, as we shown. No, if he thinks of a point, so he has to say, Bailey's who's Bailey. That's in the mouth. But suppose the Sanhedrin sits in session in Poshes. And there are a number of Talmidim. The usual procedure was that the Talmidim of the Sanhedrin used to sit before them. I mean, they got a shimush, you know, that way. So let's say, so the Sanhedrin is convinced that he's Chayiv Mise. And then there's one brilliant Talmid who knows of a reason as to why the defendant, the accused party, should be acquitted. So he has to say it. But suppose the Sanhedrin is of the opinion that he has to be Lishus, But if Brilliant Talmud has a riot on a certain Gemara that it has to do with Chayvo, he's not allowed to stay. It's all because of the extra halachas in the Nefoshes of Shofto Eido Vitzilei. All right. So, in the moment is Hakam Lamdu Schus Vechayvo. In the Nefoshes Hakam Lamdu Schus and Hakam Lamdu Chayvo. In the moment is Ham Lamed Chayvo, Ham Lamed Schus. Vamlamed schus lamed chayvo. In other words, suppose he changes his opinion. He can change his opinion. But in the process, hamlamed chayvo lamed schus. Avo hamlamed schus in yochel azel ruim lamed chayvo. In other words, let's say the discussion, the Masa Matan started at 9 o'clock in the morning. And one member of Sanhedrin expressed his view, stressed his view with schus. Then at 3 o'clock, the discussion is still going on. Oh, he fleshed his mind in it. He forgot a certain gemara. He forgot a certain taste, a certain rashi. And because of that, so the defendant is highly easy. So he cannot say it. He cannot say it. But if he expressed his opinion, the chayva, and then he reminded himself hours later, no, it's not chay chayva. There's an extra point here. So then he can say it. Right. In the moment is done in the yayin, the game in Belailo. Even though Belailo, you cannot down, you cannot start the dintor of Belailo. But to finish it, yes. But in the foshes, done in the yayin, the game in the yayin. In the moment is game in baby yayin, baileys, who's bailechim. That's what I mentioned before. In the foshes, Gamelin boy bein lischus of yim shalach alvechim, because there are two minyanim, two discussions. One discussion is the discussion of Masomat. So, and then another minyan, the discussion of the Gmar Din. The Gmar Din. So the halacha is, if let's say the result of the minyan of the Masomat is lechayvo, so they cannot have a discussion of the Gmar Din the same day, but they have to sleep overnight. To give them an opportunity, maybe overnight some of them who are lechaybo will realize that he can be lischus. The unfortunate game of baby in lischus in shlach lechaybo. If you are in donim loy bar shabbos loy bar yom, the moment is at gulis vatares maskul na godu. The unfortunate is maskul na tzad. Maschil in Agoda. In other words, the main halacha is that by Nefoshes, you cannot start from the God. You cannot start from the God. You cannot start from the God. In other words, this is something that Batsis Vatera doesn't follow up. I don't know why. Let's say, if there's any question in Batsis Vatera, and sometimes it's such a major question, it's the gear to Nefoshes. So, first, the yes. The Gdelim to pass. The senior members, Abu Shach, the Arebbe, I mean this one, that. And then the younger members, naturally, the younger members will not have the chutzpah to disagree with the Gdelim, even though the Din there is no easier to disagree with the God. But that's human nature, anyway. So the halacha is like this. In the moment is, you can start in Agod. You can start in Agod. But in the Foshes, you're not allowed to start now. It's allowed. The more learns out from Foshes, it's a special out. You cannot start from the God. Because human nature is such. Even among Tzadikim, after all, who sits in Sanhedrin? Tzadikim, daily, I mean, daily is for. But human nature is human nature. Even a Tzadik in the Goyim, and the God Lador, so might feel inhibited to be Chilik and his superior. He will not be conscious of it. If he had been conscious of it, so he wouldn't do it. Chas v'sholem. I mean, how can you falsify the Dvar Loche just because out of respect for a Rebbe or for that? But unconsciously, he'll become inhibited, intellectually inhibited. Intellectually become inhibited. So Mele, by the Mufoshes, the Loche is that the younger members have to express their opinion first. And then the older doesn't mean it's not a question of age. It's a question of seniority and chokhmah, wisdom, in the Bias HaTorah. Not the age. Age is very matter. I mean, one member might be 25 years old, another one might be 85 years old. But the 25-year-old is superior in chokhmah. So it's the older ones in chokhmah. And in the Foshes Maskil Natsah, Hakel Kshirin Lodin Din Momenes, Vin Hakel Kshirin Lodin Din Foshes. Look, Hamim Levin, the Israeli, Hamashim Likun. In other words, in the Momenes, so even someone who is a Psul Yuchsu, let's say Mamzer, Kindler, not possible. Mamzer Tochem Kindler King of Amoretz. But in the Foshes, if he has a psul yichsen, he cannot be down. He cannot see this anymore. All right. Now the Gemara. Now the Gemara is a kasha. In a moment is mi bin on drishoch tire. Here the Mishnah says, echad in a moment is am in forches with drishoch tire. Is that so? Is that so? That the Mormonist requires the Shochtir? We mean, Star, Shesmani, Kosu, Bechon, Nissen, Vishnit. If ne Star, Bezman is the first of Nissen, the Shnitiye, Ubo Eidim, the Omru, then Tumazim and Alakat come and say to the first guy, Hey, Hatemini, Al Star, that there was, let's say, Alvoy. And the first of Nisan the Shmita year. But the Yen Plaini, the first of Nisan the Shmita year, Imono Yisimo complain. Let's say the cat, in the Shtar, it was mentioned that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on the first of Nisan the Shmita year in Yerushalayim. So then another cat comes and says to them, how could you say that? That on the first of Nisan there was a boy, there was a Chiyu, a Shiva. In Yerushalayim, when the first of Nisan, you will be in war with you in Yisrael. So you cannot be in both places at the same time. That's a zon. He had not been a star, so I didn't bring him on his mother playing. Star kosher, veid of ksheri, chai shinon, shem yichu, because you are. Now, there's a machlekes Rashi thesis. What does it mean? Chai shinon, shem yichu, because you are. We are from Nisan. Now my watch is a little bit of a Balmud, like its owner. So, now, what is the right time now?
3:36. What? Almost 3:36.
All right, fine. All right. So, Berhard Nissen is Schmidt. Coming before Shammai Yoka Schmidt. She's money, Kosov, money, Chia, she nicht auf Berhard Nissen is Schmidt. Now the question is, it doesn't make sense. We are assuming the Jews are ashamed of Torah mitzvahs. Not like today. I mean, you can find anything. I mean, you can find Rabbonim who write out the promissory note. I saw it myself. Rabbonim who wrote promissory note and they obligate themselves to pay interest, 10% interest. I mean, every half year, I mean, just simple like that. And then I asked him, how did you do it? He said, Hetariske. What Hetariske? There was no Hetariske. I mean, there was Hetariske, so the Hetariske was put on the wall, like in the bank room, you know. He put up his sign, Hetariske. Everything is good. Anyway, so then, the Gemara is assuming that Jews are Shemitero Mitzvah. Shemitero Mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense. What is that? I mean, Shmita is Mishami. So how can there be Shtar? It's Mishami. Berhard Nissen Schmitz, they say, Shmita is Oiso, so it's Mani Yechiyach, she nicht da Berhard Nissen Schmitz. Veiti Barchei Al Haveri Al Dimashki. The answer is, yes, of course, you can visualize many cases where Shmita is not Mishami. Let's say if somebody is Malve Al Dimashki, so then Shmita is not Mishami. Or the Pruzbo. Hillel was Misakni Prusbo, suppose he administered a Prusbo. Shalom Shamtase, Shviz, Oishigiaz Mane, Ligme, Skinem, Oishashono, Shal Shviz. Ushviz, Benisne, Mishamed, Shalom Sefer. And there is another case. The Aloch is, the Shemitah cancels the debt only at the end of the year. The end of the year, the last moment of the year, cancels the debt. Suppose the Zman HaPeroim, the maturity of the debt, the Alvei took place in the Shemitah year, but it was only for less than a year. So it matured the debt before the end of the year, so then there is no cancellation by Shemitah. We shall save Shvi'ah, so we shall not take Shvi'ah. Or if he gia zman and leave his kingdom with Hashanah shall Shvi'ah, with Shvi'ah, with Venice, with Shabbat is on the safe. You're seeing with Shabbat Shabbat, save Shvi'ah, with that kingdom we talk. So the law is that it's kosher. Why? Chai Shinon Shemo Yechu Vikusru. The kingdom of Lachayim now, so Rashi explains it in a very strange way. All the other Rishayim, Achim Karashi. The kingdom of Lachayim, רואו המילווה במוקים הכוסף בשטר, והוא תרעליהם לכתיב שטר, ויחו ממקסבים, עד אחד בניסו, ויחוספו במוקים שאין להם המזין, וליקוספו שם המוקים שנכתיב בי השטר, אלא שם המוקים שרואו המילווה שום. In other words, what happened? The star says that there was הלוויה באחד בניסו, in Yerushalayim. And then the Mazinim say, Imono Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, the Echad B'Nissim. So it's still kosher. Why? Because we say it's very likely that the Milveh took place, the Echad B'Yodah, a month before. And the Milveh took place, the Echad B'Yodah, in the Echum, Kisrei, Ad Echad B'Nissim. So in other words, he, because who, the mocking shame in Hamazin, and then they wrote the Shtar in Mitzrayim, an Echad B'Nissim. Because who shame amokim shidduch the Shtar. Elo shame amokim shiroh amil v'shom. Of course, the proper thing is to write the place where the Shtar is executed, not the place where the Alvoyah took place. Suppose the Alvoyah takes place in San Francisco, and the Shtar is written in Chicago, so you have to write Chicago, not San Francisco. But it's possible that they did it the other way. In other words, that the Alvoyah took place the Echad B'Yodah. So, because the Alvoyah took place out of the order, not out of the East. And where did the Alvoyah take place? Where did the Alvoyah take place? The Alvoyah took place in Yerushalayim. But the Milveh, the Alvoyah took place, I mean, the Echad B'Yodah in Yerushalayim. The kingdom of Chengol HaMilveh, the Echad B'Yishtah. The Uta Alim Nechtishtah. The Echum, in case of the Chumis. The Kosru, the Mokib Shein, the Mamazim. But they wrote it in Echad B'Nissim in Mitzrayim, but they didn't mention in the Shtar that it was written in Yerushalayim. V'likos ha-shem ha-mokim sh'nichtiv b'yashtar, el-shem ha-mokim sh'ro ha-mil v'shom. V'af ha-gav d'amunim b'git ki yasvisu b'hine, k'suve b'hine. But that's the proper thing, but it's not possible if it's not written that way. V'af ha-gav d'amunim b'mil v'shile, mil v'kos v'shile l'yusim b'or. By he ate a table commercial, shall you reveal the Azomi, the Lame Revali being plainly mono is a mean. Masho points out, how did they come to Azomi after all? We explain it. So he says, it will have the appearance of Azomi. It will have the appearance of Azomi. All right, Masho said. Now let's see what Tesu says. Hashino Shem Yechu, Pirish Akuntra Sichu, Milikte Yvadeh Adonisim, because who we mock him Shem El Mazim, Valchilum Docha, אבל יש להם הקהיד את פשוט שטר שזמן הקוסם בין בשבוס וי בעשור או בתשרה שטר מיוחה הוא בקושה וכנן משטר זה נכתב לפני יחד בניסן של שמיטה ומוק עם הקוסם בשטר ונמצוא כשהגיע יחד בניסן של שמיטה שהוא זמן של שטר לא היו בניסן מוקי שאול הוא מוקם אחר סוטייס וסנו במשנים ברמה, ברם, עוד במשנים They explained Gemara very simply, not that that it was so mixed up, I mean, that they wrote it and they mentioned the city, they mentioned the city where the Avodah took place, not the city where the execution of the Shtar took place. But, in other words, they wrote that the Avodah and the execution of the Shtar took place on the border. But they post-dated it, like one post-dating a check. He writes a future date, so everything was in the place. It was in Yerushalayim, it was written in Yerushalayim, but the question is, how could it be written, and how could the Avodah have taken place in Yerushalayim, now in Nissen, they were in Mitzrayim? The answer is, it was written, the Avodah, and the execution of the Shtar, the writing of the Shtar, the Chassidus Eidim, took place not in Alev Nissen. It took place in Alev Yehuda, they were in Yerushalayim. But instead of putting in the date of Alev Yehuda, they put a date of Alev Nissen, they post-dated it. So if it's post-dated, so it's kosher. All right. That's what Tesis and all the Rishayim say. All right, now let's see. Then let's see Rashi again. Explains the Gemara in a special way. Wie sal geit ob bin ich och hiere? Helche reichin und schemo yechu vikosvo. Schemo yechu vikosvo. Now, all the Rishayim explain the Gemara. This requires explanation. The Gemara mentions a possible way of explaining the Shtar. But who says that it was that way? Maybe it wasn't that way. So why do we assume that it was that way? Why aren't we chishish that it was the other way? The answer is because there is a loche of Eidim Machsum al Ashtar Nasif Yachka Yusubidez. So the fact, like, and there are many alochas chazokim, chism b'shtar, and kinasim gogim. In other words, when the Eidim signed the Shtar, so we presume that everything was gone, kidas would be. Perhaps the obsoletes, perhaps they are craving, perhaps they are ktanim, perhaps they are, I mean, all kinds of psoim, perhaps they are gishoim. The answer is, that's the law of Eidim Achsum Lashtar Nashkach is the best. We presume that everything was done, kidas would be. Some male here too, because if it meant that they just did it. It was done in such a way that it is possible. So it's not kedas v'gedim. So if it's possible to explain it, that it was done kedas v'gedim, so we take it for granted. On the basis of the aloche, of Eidim Achsum Lashtar, Nasek, Shachko, Eidusom, Ibez. Wie ist auch weiter mit dem Rischach Tire? Ich habe ein Schino, Shem Yichu wie Kosu. So the more answers, the Tarsa says, Utamecho, why do you ask from this Reise? Ask from the Mishne. Tikshulach Masnis, Shtorachiv Amugdomim Psui, Vamuchorim Kshem. Now, so all the Shem explain, Shtorachiv Amugdomim means predated, you know, like predating a check. So let's say, so now the Shtar, the Shtar was put on the Nisim, and the day that was put on the Nisim is Alibor, or Choftes Soda. So it was predated. But, and Lucha means, it was written Alib Nisim, and the date is Alibia. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. You see how Rashi, Shtorchei Vamigdomi, because it, Kedema, Hamil, Psuim, Koboil, Mitzat, Mukuchas, Zara, Kosov, Shalai, Kedim, we can see on a tear or two in Isur, Uposaf, from the Manshem, Dam Vinom is an Esha, Vamuchorim, Shebo, Eidim, the Omru, on the Yedim, the Mil, the Zu, Shekinlo, is Mana Kosov, Kam. So how, again, how does Rashi explain Muchorim? Not in the sense, post-dated, because it's Rashi Shibasi. So, but, not simply post-dated. But in other words, Eidim came and said, we know that our voyage took place before. In other words, according to the Shtar, the date is our Nissan And then even come and say the halvoye took place alevoda. Alevoda. But it wasn't predated. In other words, the shtar was executed as this. But alevoya took place a month before. Why does Rashi explain it that way? All the other shape, without any exception, explain it simply. Muhor imposed it. Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Why? So I think, I mean, I didn't see it, anybody should say it, but I think that's the plain shot in Rashi. Now, Chaim mentions, I mean, it's two shinas and sefer tumah. It's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Chachamim were misakim. The Mimonides does not require Bishukir. Why? The Gimora says, Shalitino Delad if you want. With the ice it requires Bishukir. But in Homo Misakein, because Shalitino Delad Loven, that it shouldn't require Bishukir. So that means if there is no Bishukir. But suppose they in testifying this in the moment, and they say, Ruvain borrowed $1,000 in Yerushalayim, and Aleph ben Nissen, one eight says, and Aleph ben Nissen, the other eight says, yes, he borrowed $1,000, but not Aleph ben Nissen, Aleph Bia. There is a question. So the Rambam says, in such a case, it's a Kumila de Reis. Chachon Wong in Isake, that if there is no Bishakya, what's Bishakya? There's the Yain, there's the Shor, there's the Mokin, there's the Shlit, and so on. So, even if he doesn't say there's the Yain, there's the Shor, and there's the Shlit, and so on, so it's okay. There's the Mokin, so on. So it's okay. But suppose there's a Koshe, then the Chonon Abisakin is there. There's the Ramah Shittim, the Ramah Mili, and that's most for shame. And the Haidah Shittim also. The one who is chelik is the Rambam. The Sefer HaTrumas mentions the machlekes two mishnes, and he says it's machlekes primarily between the Rambam and the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, most rishonim. So the Chachamim are only misakein that if there is no zman, no mocking, if the Eidim don't testify as to the zman and the mocking, so it's okay. But if there is a koshe, whether the akroshe is between one and the other, or the akroshe consists in the fact that they said the alvoye was an alv nisi, and then it turned out that the alvoye was an alv bia, doesn't make any difference. If there is a akroshe, then it's possible. Then the chomon abusakim in connection with the case was that. The rambanshi is, even if there is a akroshe. So I think that Rashi agrees with the Shittas Rambam. With the Shittas Rambam. Now, so, Rashi agrees with the Shittas Rambam. So, if there is a Koshe, so then, even with Rabbonim, it's not Koshe. So, maybe Rashi couldn't explain that Mohol means simply it was posed eight. So, that means there is a Koshe. In other words, they executed the Shtar, and all of you are there, and what did they put in the Shtar? All of Nisan, so there's a contradiction. So there's a koshe, so then it shouldn't be koshe. It shouldn't be koshe. Now you less. So that's why Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it in a, he applies it to a case where the alvoye took place, I mean that the shtar was executed on all of Nisan. But the alvoye took place on all of the alvoye took place before. The alvoye took place before. So then there is no akoshe. There is no akoshe. In other words, as Rashi says in another place, in Rosh Hashanah, that means that the malveh was just there on the shibut up to all of these. Even though there should have been a shibut between all of the other and all of Nisi, but he was male. Because otherwise, there is akoshe. So then it's not Rashi. Now, and the Rashi agrees with the Rambam. Now the question arises, but the Rambam explains the Mechorim simply, like all the Rishonim, it was simply post-dated. So, wo der Rambam schickte Jiz. So bisch in der Rambam erlaubt. So jid mit der Isaac Hoshe, so jid Skoshe. Mit Rambam, so jid Rambam. Es kommt der Rambam mit der Isaac Hoshe. So then, it's not Koshe. So why is it on here? So apparently, so Rav Chaim says, in connection with Rambam, Rav Chaim was in Skoshe. Der Rambam schickte Jiz. I'm always, but the date, the alboyle and the execution of the shtar was always, but the date mentioned in the shtar is alboyle, so there is no akoshe. In other words, when somebody borrows money, so it's not he's bechuyeh for the moment when he borrows. He's bechuyeh the moment he borrows, he's bechuyeh the next day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, until he takes out his debt, so he's mechuyev. What does the Shtar say? That S of Aleph B is mechuyev. That's untrue. The fact is that he was mechuyev. S of Aleph B is not right. So, but that's not hakosh. Miucher is not considered hakosh. But Rashi Shiti is that Miucher is considered hakosh. That's why Rashi explained it. So now, Gemara said, "Utamecho tikshor masvisim shorafidam yidon tzuim v'amuchonim shirim v'isal v'ayav v'nishor kirem yuchonim amai kshiri yuchonim amai kshiri hovi kashi that different many kamerim." So Gemara, the Makshe says, no, this kashi is wrong. Hovi kashi that different many kamerim that few echol v'nis. So the Makshe says, no, the kashi is stronger from the price. Why was from the Mishnah? What's the pshat? Why is the kashi stronger? If Frish is the same kashi, just as strong, Frish of Kiri is Miraise. So in the case of the price, it should be possible. And in the case of the Mishnah, it should be possible. Why is it a bigger kashe in the Braise than the Mishnah? Because the Braise discusses a case where the date of the shtar is Shmitiyah. And who borrows money in Shmitiyah? All right, it's possible. But the average person doesn't borrow money in Shmitiyah. Doesn't borrow money. So what? What has it to do with the requirement of Bishokhtir? I think the pshat, I didn't see that anybody should ask. But I think because the Gemara on Amud Beis says, "Rav Papa Omar, ide ide bidoy valvei, kam bidin rume, kam bidin shivin rume." Kido rishlokish shlomek. See, we said it in the Masecha. See, we said it in the Hokeisat. Kam bidin rume, kam bidin shivin rume. So that's the law that even though the Chachamim are misaki, because of the Tiferet Dalet of the law, the Gemara should not require the Shechira. But if the best in the field, there is something fishy here. doesn't smell like here. So then they are mechuyev to be there. So in other words, so this is the pshat of the Gemara. The kasha from the braisa is stronger than from the Mishnah, because here there is a suspicious circumstance. It doesn't look right. It's how good. Shmitei. All right. It's possible. Mashkin. Plausible. But it's not a usual thing. So maybe it's considered like dinner woman. So Kamashma or not, that's not dinner woman. Why is it suspicious? It's not suspicious at all. Maybe there was a mashkin, maybe there was a post. There are all kinds of ways to prevent the cancellation of the debt by Shtim. So the Gemara says people more than kasha. So but anyway, alright. So the kasha from the price is stronger. But it's a kasha. Stronger, not stronger, it's a kasha. So the Gemara is a teret, Amar Rav Chanina, V'atei v'ayachav min emomen ezeh min nefoshen v'lishuch tireh, Shina amish patachet bia lachem, U'matah momud min emomen ezeh v'lishuch tireh, V'shalatim adal v'lov, V'tzi odal ez bichni lov. Mentioned the Reb Chaim more briefly. Now, the Rambam Shita is the Shtoras in the Rambam. The Rambam says Shtoras are not Rambam. Why? Because the PM, the room picks up. But Chachomim were Misakim Shtoras. So the Rambam is the Bar Mitzvahs. Maybe the question. If Shtoras in the Rambam, the Rambam says it's possible. Why? Because the PM picks up. So how can we give a get? Gitten, Duschen, all kind of thing. Tremendous kasha. The Rambam, no one will think for a moment that the Rambam forgot that there is such a thing that he get, and Shtam Duschen, Shtashir. So Rav Chaim gives a very simple tarot. A very simple tarot. The tarot Rav Chaim gives, I will say before my father, the Chaim Levoche, I thought that I discovered America. So I said to my father, the Messias of course. So my father smiled and said, yeah, please, please, Messias. Anyway, so Chaim gives the very simple tarot. The Messias in Simen Chofches and in Simen Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, gives the same tarot. The same tarot. All right, Chaim has certain things that the Messias doesn't mention. But anyway, so what Chaim the Messias says is, what does the Ramban do with the question of So the Ramban says explicitly, there are two alochas. There is one aloche of Mipir and Piksolo. In other words, if two Eidim sent me a letter to Bez, that they saw that Ruve borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Alav Nissen in Yerushalayim, so Bez cannot admit it, because Mipir and Piksolo. And then there is Exodus HaKosov of Shtoretz, it's possible to hear me, because so you'll be safe and chasei. So in other words, that means that Shtores constitutes an exception to the general principle of Pirum Shtam. Pirum Shtam applies to every Eidus, except initial Shtam. So then the question arises, so let every Pirum be considered Shtam. So there is a distinction between the Pirum and Shtam. What is Shtam and what is Pirum? Shtar is when it's nothing but some sky. In other words, Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Ruben is high. So Ruben says to the Eidim, you sign me Shtar that I owe $1,000 to Shimon. But suppose Eidim saw how Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then they wrote the Shtar without being authorized and instructed. But in Israel, then it's not the Shtar, then it's the Pixar. That's the Rambam stands. So the Rambam also says in the Tarets that Shtar is not the Israel. But the Rambam Shiki means that on the Raisa level, there is another characteristic of Shtar. Besides Nasim the Pixar, it has to affect Kiyon, like you get. So it changes the status of the woman. She's a married woman, now she becomes a divorced woman, Shtashir. He changes the status of the Eved. He was an Eved, now he is Ibn Chayyad, Dushi. She was a communion, now she's married, she's a Gedeshes, they're a certain person. Or Shtamatome, Shtamachir. So the ownership to the field changed from the Gnu to Shimon. So the kind of skill that Shtar. But when it's Shtar Goy, it's only the Rai Baume, then it's not Shtar. And then it's Gassel Samstar. The Ramban Shit is that there is Chalais Din Shtar, there is Shtar Rai Rai. The Ramban Shit is, with the Rai says, there is no Chalais Din Shtar if it doesn't get a Kiyom. So now there is no Kashi. And get me Dushi, Shtar Shikho, Shtar Matoni, Shtar Mufir. The Shtar Kiyom. And the person here has reference to Shtar Mufir, as Shtar Kiyom. But Shtar Voye, that is a Rai Baume. So in Chanamre, that's only with the Rabon. Let me see this, says the same. Let me see this, says the same. Oh, so that.
Can you remember?
You go over the text, Gemara. Gemara is the Kashi. Gemara is the Kashi. Isal Gaito, you say, you hold my mic here. You hold my mic. So Gemara is the text, Omer of Hanye. והפירו מיחד עם המולמס, ביחד עם פושס ודרישות כאלה, שני מעמיד פותח עוד יהיה לכם. ומתאמנו את המולמס, ודמי ודרישות כאלה, כדי שניתים דרך בגלל. So the kind of memory is that when the Gemara says, echad in the moments, that when the Mishnah says, echad in the moments, echad in the koshes, it's Rishi of Kira, so the Mishnah is discussing the Aloche, and in the Reiseler, and the level, so in the moments requires Rishi of Kira. But in the Rabbanon, so in the moments do not require Rishi of Kira, special takon, because Shalit King does know. So Rashi says, Omar HaKanimu must miss the Raisi. Come with the Ham. The Mishnah is expressive of the being prior to the Hamas. And Raisi, the Rabbono, was a Hamas. So the Mishnah Kashi, El Merato, Tohu Yishanu. So Rashi explains it. El Merato, Tohu Yishanu. Tohu Bezin, the Mishnah, when he shouted, he did what he shouted his movie, when he shouted, he had a rough hell, he knew from the Rabbiter. Rashi explains the Morris Kashi in very strange words. The Ram, no doubt of a shame in explaining the Rabbiter. So, but according to Rashi, the Kashi would know it. In view of the fact that you said, that in the Rai said, the Rishi of Kiyom is required, so why do you say that if he died, it's a mistake in your judgment? So then he's responsible, he has to pay. Why should he pay? Did he pay? So what's the cash? Why should he pay? Meaning he's paying. So he has to pay. Why should he pay? What does it do with the question of Rishis of Kiras being required by Rai Zanah? So Rashi says, Tov Bezin in the moment is where he shall not. He do it in the Shabbos when he meets the Shilach Kira, have a rough from Mitzvah the Tov. In other words, seems in the Rai Zanah. Rishi of Kira is required, so in the melee, the Chachamim should say, Tohu Yishalmu, because if the Halacha would be Tohu Yishalmu, so then he will not feel inhibited. The Dayan will not feel inhibited. So in the melee, it will reduce his Tohusi to a minimum. In other words, when a person is afraid, Dayan is not at his best. They're afraid, I know myself. Let's say when it's icy and low, so I'm afraid, lest I'll fall. So I walk very, very slow. If I'm not afraid, if I haven't been afraid, I would walk much faster without the cake. But if I'm afraid, if I waver on the impact of fear, so I cannot do my best. I cannot do my best. So maybe Rashi explains it, since he said that the ice is required, so maybe the Chachamim should say, Tohu lo yishal. So then he has nothing to be afraid of. What are you not afraid of? He won't have to pay anyway. So maybe he will not be labeled and the need of the fear. So he will be, so in other words, he'll be able to exercise his intellectual capacity to a higher degree. But what does it do with the Rishi of Kira being in the Rais and the Rishi of Kira not in the Rais? So the Rana is the cash. All right, You want that Chachamim should be misakim, that the Dayan shouldn't be responsible. Because if he's responsible, he's laboring under the impact of fear, and that inhibits him intellectually, emotionally, everywhere, fine. So you can ask that kasha anyway. What bearing does the requirement of Mishnah of Chira have upon the question of being responsible or not being responsible? So Mele Daran and all the other Rishim, explain the Gemara differently than Rashi. Otherwise, Gemara says as follows. Since you say, Gemara is asking this kasha, since you say that Mele Daran said the Mones require Mishnah of Chira, and why do Chachamim Misach? It doesn't require in order, it shouldn't be to know that between Rabbim. So Mele, for the same reason, they should be Misachim. That if a Dayan makes a mistake in his Psagdin, he should not be responsible. Because if he is responsible, so many a potential Dayan will be deterred from sitting in Bezin. Why should he sit in Bezin? And then he's assuming responsibility. After all, no human being is infallible. So every Dayan, no matter how great he is, so he knows that going to pass a verse will make a mistake. Why? Wow. Another God couldn't make a mistake. Could often make a mistake. So in Mele, he'll hesitate to seek in thee. So the Gemara say, why? Because many potential Dayan will refrain from seeking in thee. Because Maru Tzorazazel said, not the tenets, no. But in the halacha will be the Torah very shamu. Never mind about the potential dayanim. Dayanim will always get. But how about the potential malve? So many potential malve, so we hesitate to lend money to the other fellow. Because why should you lend money to the other fellow? Then he will not pay the debt, and according to the Torah, so the dayan will not concentrate and make a mistake, and he will not even be responsible. So why should we take a risk? Send it down. This is how the Ram explains. And all the Shemin explains it, but Rashi explains it differently. Rashi says, Yau ma'ato, tov lo yishalom. Tov vezu dvim omres, lo yishalom. Yidium yishav kisru, yidikre yishvil ahtiya, havre rafka lo milse, lo yavito. Since you say, that Krishna, the Rabbi said, Bishop Tir is required, the Chachom of Misakim now. So Mele, the Chachom should say, Tolu Yishan. Because then, it's to reduce the possibility of mistake to minimum, with the Lachom of Bilo Yishan. What are they to do? Our money check. We can understand it. That he, the Lachom of Bilo, is not responsible, so they will not be inhibited. So if a person is not afraid, then he does better. When somebody takes it home and he is afraid, he will not do well. But if he is sure that he will do well, then he will do better. So the more he does that cash anyway, whether Bishop Tire is Nidaralis or Bishop Tire is not Nidaralis. And then a tourist can be in any area, I mean, but only in one Bishop Tire there is a possibility of a tourist. So what's the Shaykhess? I mean, it's so strange as a child. There's the Ram's Kasha against that. Now, so what is the Kasha? Now, there is a very strange Shaykhess. There is a very strange Shaykhess. Last week I mentioned the 2 days the Basipa Trumo Chayyid Dalek, Sinah Hattes mentioned. It's actually in Machlekes between Ramon and Ramban. And Rav Chaim mentions that Machlekes. In other words, Chomom Sakim, the Mimonides does not require Bishop here. The question is, so that is, if he doesn't mention the Bishop here, he doesn't say this in his short, is not. But suppose there's a Choshek. He says that I'm going to place in Yerushalayim, and then it turns out that it took place in Mitzrayim, not in Yerushalayim. Or he says that I'm going to place on the first of Nisim, and it turns out that it took place on the second of Nisim, a Choshek. So then, the Rambam says, even if there is a Choshek. So, if the Rabbanon, it's still, because it still belongs, the Rachamim Misakim, that even if there is a Choshek, it should be good. Because in case, the Rambam says, many people are not so exact to remember every detail. How many people have have that sense of remembering every little detail. So you see a woman lend Chino $1,000, you remember that thing. But to remember what day, what place, what hour, I mean, that requires a special memory. So in Mele, you have caution to invalidate this, so then it would still be in Mele Dalitia. So because of that, the Rahman is saying, even there is a caution. But the Rambam says the counter. Because Rahman was only that they will say in Mele Dea, so then it's good. But if there is a koshe, then it's not. And most shame, and good around. Nothing. Nothing. But in the Rambam is made, Rambam in Yiri, in Sanhedrin, so says, the Ramah, they all say the same thing, that neither one of them is best the next day. Do you remember at what hour? Who they went cheating $1,000, and they said, we don't remember. We don't even remember the day. We remember it was that week. It was partial Aisha. So it's good if they say anything. So the Rambam says so, and the Miel says so. But there is a very strange shot. The Sinuam Gimut, Sif design, it's a very long shot. You should go over the whole shot. Because it's a basic shot. Now the shot says that even the Rabbah, after the Tachonis Chachom of the two and the other two of them, the Bezin asks the Eidim, as the Eidim, tell me, there is a Yehid, the Dalgo take place. There is a Mokim, the Dalgo take place. And then you say, we don't remember. We don't remember. We have to remember too many things. We don't remember in that place. Whether it was Joshua, the Bladi, the Chenko. We don't remember. It's a place, but you don't remember in which place. So then Davis is got to leave in the Rabbah, the Shach. So what will happen in Misaki? So Chachamim in Misaki, the Bezdin doesn't have to ask them. And Bezdin can assume safely, take it for granted. They know that the end is short as a moment. But if Bezdin, so neither I say, if Bezdin did it has, even though Rabbi Shmuel is Galil, we know that he didn't show the Mokim, but he didn't spell it out in the course of Yahweh, so there is his book. In Rabbanon, he doesn't do the test, so we presume, we take it for granted that we know, Mimele, the Eves is good, you know. But if Bezdin did ask them, and they said we don't know, then the Eves is proper, because it's an Eves Yad Yochalazi. Then he says, now there are Hamon and Akhilation, and the two of the Akhilation. In Simon Lamed Vimu, he mentions in the name of the Kiyosef, another Bishen, in the Rambam, that the Halacha of Eves Yad Yochalazi more applies only to the Nefashis. But doesn't apply to the Nefashis. The Rambam says it explicitly. As far as the Yezid is concerned, all right, the Shach argues with the affirmation of Hamon. He said the Yezid Chite is not that Eves Yad Yochalazi more applies only to the Nefashis, not to the Nefashis. But the Rambam says so explicitly, even though the Shach says the Rambam is also made, but the Rambam says it explicitly. I don't know how it is. How the Shach can say it? The Rambam? The Rambam in the days of Tzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Alokha Tez, Tzidmon and Sanhedrin. Odom Trife Shehoa Ades HaNefesh, Nehara, Shenema Ubi'ato Oron Yotogah, Vuhu Shiai Bishni Bez, Abu Bishni Eini, Potter, Shemo Pelveiz, Tzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Alokha Tez, Shemo אבל לפני דין פותח, שמו יוזמו דימוז מיין הרוגים, שעל יזומו אל הארץ פייטר, יכולי לה שמרו לעזומה, אם יועידס בדין מפשס. ואני רם בדין מפשס, אני רם בדין, say one next word, with a big guy. It means, only in the fashion there's a child. And the new moment is not. And this is what the affirmation says in Simen, I don't know. Ostes, Vinire, now it. ונראה בנפוסו רב לי נפושס בשביל הווה אלה שאת יוכל עזימו כניסת לכם למחס אבל בנמומנס בין המצרותם אלה שאת יוכל עזימו כמו שתוסף נשתמסת פרק זה בין גם פרי ביוכל הון the question is whether it's פרי פיס פושל הון so there is one motion thesis that the chalipi is not kosher oil. Why? Because it's an English that Yochel Azim. Yochel Azim. So he says, so that's only kosher separated cannot be made. But in the moment, there is no aloche of English that Yochel Azim. Now the Shach is chalipi and he says, of course there is a din of English that Yochel Azim. Of English that Yochel Azim. By the mouth, because it's the modern precious in Sanhedrin that the mouth on the base turns to the modern that the mouth on the base. Now, the mouth on the base. The 21st line from the end of the Yom in the Malabon place. So the Yom says there, Omar Hokash, the Chiles, the Yom is the Kashi. Why do we say there is Chiles and there is Pitis? What is Chiles? In the aim, in the shore, in the Moke, in the Shmite. That's Chiles. What is Pitis? Because he testified that one person killed a human being. So they ask him, that the Tzeach was dressed in white clothes or in black clothes, in material things. So, is it important? So that's it. Now, if they didn't say me, they are in respect of Kires, with the English or with the walking days, they are talking about the Pashas. But Kires only there's a Chosh. If they didn't say that he was dressed in black clothes, and it turns out that he was dressed in white clothes, so one day it says he was dressed in white clothes, and the other one says, no, it was less than the records, then it's God. But if they say in Yedea, so in the case, it's Kashi. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Maishnir, Chiras, Maishnir, Kikis. Why is it so? Omalei Hokash, Bich Chiras, Omarechon, in Yedea, he do some Ptelo. The Havlei Lish, Yad Yochla Zimo. The case, Omarechon, in Yedea, he do some Kayemes. Eidon Shatiyoch Lazimo. So the Gemara says in so many words that the reason as to why in Yedea and Kjilas is Boto is because of Eidon Shatiyoch Lazimo. And the Gemara says the Kjilas that in the Ranse, the Momnes also required Eidon of Kjilas. That means that there's a Kosovo, the Rashto, the Fakar, the Reiki, applies to the Momnes in the Ranse, just as it applies to the Toshet. Some male include any. The Gemara says here that the power from the days, that the whole reason is why the wishes of Jesus is required, because without the wishes of Jesus, it's an English of Jehovah's. All right, that's fine, that brings them. But the Gemara, that's only one side of the coin. But how about the other side of the coin? When the Gemara says the Chachamim on the Sakim, that the Gemara do not require the wishes of Jesus, because you will be done to Rome. So why does the Shach say, that even after the Knesset HaChomer, over 10 years long, he was in Gides, and they said that he was there, so then he was in Rabbul Rebun, then he was there. So, that's kind of it. So one thing is mentioned, I'm a servant, that mentioned. In other words, the reason is why the issues appears are required, because without issues appears, it's an issue of your husband. But the other part, the thing with Rabbono, if they say any idea, so then this is brought to him at Rabbono level, that is difficult. The more it says, that the Chachomim one is saying that it doesn't require issues. So what's the pshat mishach? So the pshat mishach is as follows. The Shach says that the Hakonis Hakonim was only that Bezdin is not Mephoyev to ask him. But if Bezdin does this, and they say, any idea, so then even with Rabon is born. So what the deal is the Hakonis Hakonim? The Hakonis Hakonim is that if Bezdin didn't ask, then we can assume that they know. So what effect is the fact that they know they don't testify in Bezdin? We are interested in their knowledge. I mean, they can know all the things in the world. I mean, but if we don't spell it out, so of what use is it to us? He goes, I mean, it doesn't make sense. That was the pshat in the shah. Now, the Yehuda, in Shalas Yitzchus, in Yehuda, in Ezra, Simna, in Bezi, he is great, and the shah, he says the shah doesn't make sense. And the Tumim is also great, and the shah. And then Kedush Arim considers it a big mitzvah to be matzi the Shach from the attacks by the place of Toitzi, by the Tumi, and by Yehud. So he says that the Shach is not. But anyway, what was the Pshat in the Shach? I mean, of what avail is that a connection? We don't get this, because we assume that they know. So what do we gain from the fact that they know if they didn't mention it in the Agoy? So we know, you can know everything in the world. But if they didn't mention the Agoy, what did they read it? So I think the Pshat in the Shach is fine. And I think that Rashi Shite can be explained in accordance with the Shach Shite. Of course, all the other Rashi explained in your Romatatory Mishalma like the Rav. But Rashi can be explained in a problem switch. In other words, let's say I'm in the Reisler. So before the Chachomim were the Sakim, the Nomenes goes to require the Shekhtir. So then it meant that without the Shekhtir, the Eides is invalid. Is invalid. And Eides has to be Dorish Lechoko. And if the Eides is not Dorish Lechoko, the testimony is invalid. Invalid. That's in the process. It's in the then, the Dorash of the Kakarato is in the successor. In comment on this, let's say, if Bezer, that's in the process, will not be there as the fate of the eating, they will be in the battle of the successor. The same way as the Jew, when he doesn't put on the film, he's in the battle of the successor. If Bezer will accept Hades, let's say, in the process, and if it's not Dorash of the Kakarato, will not be there to take care, so then they would move up for a message. So the Shach Shiti is, Chachomim are only Misakim. Chachomim are only Misakim. Well, Eke, the mitzvah of the Dorash of Hakarto, in the moment. Yes, there are Chachomim, what a dumb material. The Sheba Bais, so you don't even have to resort to effort of Nefke. Because as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so just as the Chachomim are the Keach of the Eke, the mitzvah of Sheikha, the mitzvah of Lulev, when was Shonen and Shabbos, or Sukkot and Shabbos, so in the same way, the way came up by the Mones, the mitzvah with the Rashi of the Chacham. But then, there is another one. There is a locker of Yiddish Yat Yocher Azim. Roshmanos. Why do we say that Yiddish Yat Yocher Azim is Roshmanos? Why do we say that? So the Shach Shiti is that the whole halacha of Yiddish at Yocho Hazimu, Rosh Meides is implicit in the posseh of the Yorash of the Kalte. Because you know that the Malub says, and you know this, Maishnech Jires, Omer Nidea Yusuf Tilo, Maishnech Dikes, Omer Nidea Yideison, and you know this, so you know this said that the Malub of the day. Omer Asor, he says, so he says, Eides is up there. Hot hash, Mentira, só na reta do meio dele, ai, eu sou feio, da orelha, já que eu falo assim, de que só na reta do meio dele, ai, eu sou caiente, ele diz, já que eu falo assim, ele já que eu falo assim. So, the more says, the plain pshat of the more is, that's the pshat in the Rashi of HaKata. Why is the Eidus no Eidus? If Besdin was not Jewish Mechaita, Besdin did not cross-examine the Eidus without kind of question. Why is it better? Because it's an Eidus at Yochazim. So the Exeras HaKosov of Eidus at Yochazim, what no Eidus is implicit in Exeras HaKosov of the Rashi of HaKata. Tesis and Marcus, and the first mission, says that there, the first mission in Marcus, Tesis and Eidim as in the end, the Eidim on the beach, when you should have pushed their fruits, or Eidim when you are said that they pushed, or the cat, or the cat, or the Eidim on the beach, when you should have a good way, Nehmen wir den Kato, den Rechabon. Er ist jetzt der Kasche Tee. Kieren die Hülse, in den Nassen, in den Kuschel. So, in den Kind an die Schleunismu. Ich jose auch hier in den Kuschel, doch in den Emes. Weil man ja aber leide, ich ja die Joche, was immer, wenn sie es. So, it's interesting. Wenn wir, wir haben Marques, es ist die same Kasche, wie sie es. Und dann denke ich, wenn wir die Beterrens, denn der Hohle Aloha, bin ich etwa, was immer, is limited only to the Nefoshis. It doesn't apply to the Nefoshis. But Tesis is held on Mir. The Mir apparently agrees with the Rambam. The Mir apparently agrees with the Rambam. So Tesis says the Kashi. So whenever Eidim testify that a certain person is the Musho or the Musho, so you come to follow. We accept the Eidus. Why do we accept the Eidus? Since the Eidim, in case of Azomet, will not become flowing tachton, so maybe we should not even accept the Eidus. So Tesis gives several points. The Yesh Ema Akim the Leikin Havik HaShazom by the Shatter of Yochlazim. So what can I say? He teaches Yahuzim because he gets Malkus. So the HaShazom is fulfilled through Malkus, not through becoming a Futso Ibn Gushma. All right. Then, the Koshet Yitim Aikom HaKerim HaLeikin Babi Naram Rosso Ihr in die Tore bin mir und ich freue mich in die Hände in Europa bei der Bono. Weil ich ja war es immer in der Roma und ich komme auf den Weg. Ich stehe mal groß am Kiebische Bono, der Kaibon ist so, die Sonne war, das hat mir Fisch. Und ich kann ja schon so ein Mann ist. Da werde ich sie in Fisch, in Fisch, da war ich in Fisch. In Fisch, ich war es immer ein Mann ist. Aber ich hoffe schon, ich kann ja nicht an, ich kann nicht so, 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 ich kann nicht Leidig schon mal, da beide sind den Busch auf dem Zoo, wo ich Haschino und Klau da für euch war. Im Heerchen nachgelohnt, in dem ich euch war, sind wir noch, die Kascha Sommer und so Tesis says, that the business why ich euch war, sind wir auf dem Heide ist, is that's deduced from the Parashi of Kascha Sommer, das ist der Kascha Sommer, not from the Parashi of the Rashi of Hakao. Rashi of Hakao is the beginning of Shefti. Was ist der Kascha Sommer, is the end of Kiseitze, is the end of Shefti. The end of Shefti. So this is it. The Gabriel is being pushed up to the Hashim for all that you have to do. And here enough to the Nisha you have to do. The Hashazoma. When you have the more the Hashazoma, we need that the Gabriel is being pushed up to the Kuri Kuala way to shoot such a way. And the Hosom, the Maramo also, but the Hashazoma is going to marry. So this is Maki says, that it is a cost of the Nisha you have to do. The Lakshmo is increasing in the parasha of Asisnitas Gromasa. That's what it is. What did it say? It's not a question, it's not a problem. Or what did it say? Then, but the Shach says no. Because as a course of this, that was in the last few years, is implicit in the parasha of the last of Chakar, and the pastor's question of glorious and heaven that we know, is what the Shach. Now, Rashi in the Rokame says something else. Rashi in the Rokame says, Russian will come to the Panay, I'm not going to go in the whole Gemara, because that's not important, I'll just read their slash. The seventh one from the end of the Russian. How many little have in the איך אדם גיל גם לא ידעים המילים לשוק, מי תורמים הלוהות, אבל הוא מסתפק, ולא יש סעד ולזמינות, ולא יש שורים או לא יסם, ואין שכון מהם, פשוט יש סולטים בגילים, מה תגזר סקוס? תגיד לא גזר סקוס. רשת לבנושים, רשת לחקרתו, לבנושים, להתפסים, מקס, בפרשר, בסיר, שזומת, רשת לבנושים זה סבור, ולא יצא, the average person cannot be trusted. You know, there is such a thing as human failure. And the average person can be suspected of testifying falsely. But he has to be afraid in order to be deterred from testifying falsely. So what is the fear that deters him from testifying falsely? So that is the fact that in case he does testify falsely, so it's very likely that Edim, another Katedim will be Mazinim, and then he'll get a very severe punishment. So the fear of being miser and being punished in a very severe way deters him from testifying falsely. But if he doesn't say this, he ain't really sure, then he has nothing to be afraid of. He can say whatever he wants. He can say that within the Tehal Shabbos community, I'm sorry, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Who will be spoiled? Some male. So what do you like? Can you say everything? You can't rely on the integrity of the religion. You can't. So, according to Rashi, the reason, it's a very strange Rashi, the reason as to why it is yet of us, you know what it is because there is a Shashim in the Shabbos. Even though he's not a Roshan, but he's still a Roshan. He's not a Roshan. Maybe he'll become a Roshan. Because of temptation, he'll become a Roshan. That will be the first time he testified false. But if he said that the English is sure, then there is no Roshan. Because no one wants to become a Roshan. So the possibility of being a Roshan will return from testifying false. So it seems that according to the Shach, so there are two alochas of Elisha Tochas. One alocha of Elisha Tochas is based upon Rashi's star in Murakamada Kalame, because of Shashim Nishach. Every person has to have a certain guarantee that will assure us that he is not going to testify falsely, out of fear, for his own good. So if he's the Ishak of Azimo, he has not to be afraid of. He has to have a fear that will deter. That's one reason. Then there is another reason. Then there is another halacha of the Dorashto of Karte. So the halacha of the Dorashto, the Dorashto of Karte, says two things. Number one, that there is an intercessory incumbent upon this. And number two, that if he doesn't, if it's an English, he has Yochel al-Zimo, so then David is important. Some male, the Chachomim, so according to the Shach, the Chachomim were Misaki, two things. First of all, they were Inke, Bishema Otaise, in the Tusese, that is incumbent upon Bezin, is incumbent upon Bezin to be there for Inke. So the Chachomim said, the Bezin is not Mafuyeh. They were Oike the Mitzvah, the same way as they were Oike, the Mitzvah of Sheik or Gue, when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot is Lacha. So Oike the Mitzvah. And then they were also Mitzvah Hefka Bezin Hefkeh, they were Misake, and he didn't go with the Reise. And he is that he's not Gushor or Kiro, that he's an English, he has the author of Zimu. So then, he's Bato, that's the glory in some heaven that come out on the days. But with the Rabbonon, it's all right. Mashiach came, the Deen of Elishat HaZimo that is based upon his glory, of the Shoshet Mishakeh, that the Chachom will not take it. The Torah is based upon his glory, the Shoshet Mishakeh. Why should the Chachom be Mishakeh? That even though there is a Shoshet Mishakeh, he should still be Nemo? If it's a question of Zerah Sakosu, all right, so it's a Nemo, not care. The Chachom will not take it. again. But if it's based upon Israel, because there's such a thing as Shakir, so then the Chacham will not take care. The Chacham don't want the Bezdin should admit in this that is not certainly true, that might be false. Oh, but, so in other words, so there are two hours of the Kiddush HaKarazim. One is the Svara, because of Shoshan Meshachet, and the other one is Exer Sakosov, or the Rashi of the Kaddim. Chachon Yorani Kedah, the Kiddush HaKarazim, or the Kiddushi in Exer Sakosov. But the Din of Kiddush HaKarazim, that is implicitly the Svara, because he has nothing to be afraid of, then the Chacham know nothing. Now, what's in that moment? Suppose they didn't know there's the Yehim Beis Yishor. They know there's the Yehim Beis Yishor. Some Mele, so then, even after the Chacham know Misaki, that the moments do not require a vision of theory, it only means Bezdin is not necessary. By the new forces, so if Bezdin needs to ask all these questions, the end, the shot of the moment, the unbuttoned to the rice, but the moments are not enough. They're not enough. But we assume and take it for granted that they know Bezdin is the issue. If we know Bezdin is the issue,